Same-sex couples are celebrating yesterday's historic ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court that struck down some bans on gay marriage. KUOW's Derek Wong takes us through the past 24 hours of the post-DOMA day.
The day started with chants of USA, USA, and a lot of cheering outside of the U.S. Supreme Court building in Washington, D.C. And about 2,000 miles away, in Seattle, that cheering was echoed in the offices of Legal Voice. Legal Voice is an advocacy group that's been part of the fight for same-sex marriage for nearly a decade. Three staffers arrived at the office around 6 a.m. in anticipation of the ruling. Michelle Johnson works in development. She was glued to a Supreme Court blog all morning and kept hitting refresh. When the news came out shortly after 7, she had to verify it with their staff attorney.
I heard David, like, shout, and so I ran down the hallway, and I'm like, is it true? Is DOMA really struck down? And he said yes, and we were high-fiving, and Lisa joined us, and so we were, like, screaming and high-fiving.
For Johnson, the ruling has personal meaning. She and her longtime girlfriend now plan to get married. Johnson hopes the court's decision is a sign of greater acceptance for the LGBT community.
Marriage normalizes it. It puts you back into the mainstream and into the fold, you know, and that's what I think has been really important.
$64 cash or check, and we'll get you going here. All
right. It's the early afternoon at the King County Marriage License Office. The morning has been slow, but word has been spreading, and same-sex couples are stopping in. Lisa Gilmore and her fiancé, Larissa Slobodian, are here to apply for a marriage license. They're also getting used to the idea that they'll no longer be denied certain federal benefits.
Bit of shock, I think. I mean, we've been anxiously awaiting the ruling for so long that it's a mixed bag of shock and excitement, and it's hard to concentrate on very much else today, frankly.
Yeah, I couldn't get any work done today, so I said, you know, we have to get our license anyway. Let's just do it today. And what a fitting day. What a great way to celebrate it actually coming down in our favor.
Like the advocates at Legal Voice, Gilmore and Slobodian were also up early.
We both woke up at 3 o'clock this morning, not able to sleep. Combination of anticipation, excitement, fear. And most heterosexual couples I know don't. They're like, oh, is that something important ruling today? Oh, that's right. What is DOMA? Like, they just don't know. And it's part of our lives. It's part of something that we've had to think about. And just how glorious, at least not to have to think about that part, you know, today.
The couple has been together for 21 years. But this summer, when they get married on August 4th, they'll be gaining new rights and a new vocabulary.
I'm looking forward to saying, this is my wife, and not, this is my partner. Every time I say partner, I just feel a little bit, I'm just aware that I'm just in the eyes of the law, a little bit less than. You know, people from other countries don't say, are you partnered? You know, they say, are you married? And I'm going to be able to say yes. Which is pretty cool.
Becky Shaw and Janet Saul are at the license office as well. They're picking up their marriage license after applying for it last week. They're planning to say yes to their marriage vows in just a few hours.
Decided to get married actually today because we're just here on a trip. But then this big decision happened on the same day, so it's really awesome.
It's really exciting because we have a 9-year-old daughter, and I just remember the day when she realized that we weren't, when it clicked with her that we weren't legally married. And she actually started to cry. And it's exciting, but it's also really emotional.
Becky.
With this ring.
With this ring.
I take you as my spouse.
I take you as my spouse.
I give it to you.
It's a windy evening, and Shaw and Saul are standing at the top of the Seattle Municipal Court building, along with Judge Judith Hightower. They've invited family and a few friends to witness their wedding.
The two of you, by the power vested in me, finally, under the laws of the state of Washington, I now pronounce you married. You may seal your vows with me. Woo-hoo!
The family talks about where to go to celebrate the marriage. Meanwhile, a few blocks north, hundreds are gathering to celebrate the right of same-sex couples to take that step. The rally ends much like how the day started, with a loud voice of patriotism.
Hang the rocket's red flame, the bombs bursting in him. Yay,
Peru. I'm Derek Wong, KUOW News.